are the Roar.
Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones? 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox.
Hour two out of bounds. William Quaggenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We've got some, for some, it probably is some expected news. For others, it might be breaking news. But either way, it's a gift that keeps on giving. And really, it's a gift that keeps on giving for rumor and innuendo that ends up just working out exactly as planned if no one had ever said anything. Wouldn't you agree? That's this story. Let's just say what it is. Ian Rappaport has now reported that essentially Aaron Rodgers is going to act like he is an employee of the Green Bay Packers.
What?
And he is going to show up and participate in activities. This is what the tweet says from at @rapsheet. Hashtag Packers QB Aaron Rodgers has indicated to people close to him that he does plan to play for GB this season, sources say. That is the expectation. Many factors at play, but with GM Brian Gutekunst saying he is, quote, hopeful, end quote, for a positive outcome, there is a glimmer of optimism. Nice.
So all of this has been for nothing.
Well, it... No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. 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 Now, look, I want to defend Rodgers a little bit.
Yes.
Because has he even really said anything about this?
Not much.
Every time someone's asked him about it, I feel like he has virtually said nothing or said no comment or whatever.
He said, Schefter, sorry, I'm filming Jeopardy.
Yeah,
sorry.
Schefter started all of this on the night before the draft or the day of the draft.
The day of the draft, yep.
This is all Schefter, which makes me a little bit of a conspiracy theorist in regards to that situation.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I'll say much more.
Interesting.
Did you say you had a conspiracy theory about OU Texas, or did you get to that?
That was the ACC part. The ACC coming in. Basically that we're all acting like it's a done deal. They're going to go to the SEC.
Oh.
But the fact that South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida have really not committed either way, they basically said we're not going to comment at all. The fact that the gentleman's agreement has come up from Texas A&M, the fact that AMN is staunchly opposed to this, and that if the SEC can go to 16, they could go to 18, they could go to 19, they go to 20 and add all of our in-state people. And then all of a sudden, maybe that becomes a stumbling block. And then also, too, it's the idea that does Texas really want to join? Like, do they really want to join Texas A&M anyway? Like, if the ACC says we can add you and Notre Dame and get remotely close right off the bat to what the SEC has given their people, and you could be a rival with A&M and a rival with Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
would that not carry some weight?
Yes, and I think
some weight.
That's all part of why Texas and OU, you know, I forget which writer it was, but on The Athletic, they wrote a piece about how realignment just really sucks for fans. It's ruining so many rivalries, and it's, you know, people, you care more about Texas TCU than you care about Texas Kentucky if you're a Texas fan. That's just because probably your cousin went to TCU, and you probably don't know anyone that went to Kentucky, and that just makes it more fun.
It's true.
And that's why regional, these conferences need to be somewhat regionalized. I'm a proponent of that. But part of why, and I'm just throwing this out there, Quack, part of why Texas, and I can only assume Texas reached out to OU and got this ball rolling. I really don't see OU reach. OU's just winning games. And if Texas is going to leave, they'll consider it, right? But if you're Texas, if you go to the SEC, yeah, maybe you play A&M, but fans would riot if you don't play OU. You already took A&M away from your fans. And now maybe you give them A&M back, but you're going to take OU away? That's not cool. Like you,
right.
Your fan base would not appreciate that. You
right.
can't do that.
Texter says this from the 803. It'll be much harder to get recruits out of Texas. Big benefits for Texas and hurts SEC teams.
I guess so.
I don't think people understand. And I truly believe this. I'm not trying to be condescending to Texter from the 803. I don't think people truly understand how much Texas doesn't need affiliation. Like, to me, if you were getting recruits out of Texas before, you're still getting recruits out of Texas. Because ultimately, people are not choosing you over Texas. And I mean anybody. LSU, Alabama, Auburn, Clemson, Ohio State, anybody. People are not choosing you over Texas because of Texas's conference affiliation.
Right.
Recruits are choosing you, whoever you are, over Texas because Texas is doing a crappy job developing recruits like you.
And they're not winning.
They're not winning. They're not sending people to the league. Walt had a tweet this weekend. They have not had a single offensive player taken in the first round of the draft in like 15 years.
Wow.
It's been outrageous. I go back and look at it. It's something like that. I was stunned. I thought I was dreaming. I tried
to
wake up.
Who was the last one?
I don't even know. Was it one of the 94 Williamses that got drafted at receiver in the time?
Maybe so.
Was it Roy? They had Roy Williams, the receiver. Oklahoma had Roy Williams, the safety. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Texas had Roy Williams. 15 years in that state. You haven't stumbled upon one? You haven't put one offensive player in the first round of the draft.
That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. That's why Texas has not been recruiting well. And let me just say, if Texas picks it back up, I have my thoughts about Sark not being able to pick it back up. If Texas picks it back up, then automatic, it doesn't matter. They could be affiliated with the Blues Clues Conference that involved Texas and Nickel State and nobody else, and they're still going to be able to get recruits because Texas is Texas is Texas is Texas is Texas. Texas doesn't need the Big 12. That's why the Big 12's network is the Texas network. The Big 12 does not have a network because Texas has a network.
True.
That's how big Texas' brand is. This does not, in my opinion, this does not change the landscape from the standpoint that until Texas gets its actual act together, it will not be able to get recruits. It will not be able to win football games. It will not be able to outmaneuver teams like Clemson and Ohio State and Oklahoma and Arkansas and LSU and Alabama and people who are coming into Poca State, Arizona State, for the next 3 weeks until their whole staff gets fired. That whole, you will be able to go to Texas and get recruits until Texas does what Texas is supposed to do, period.
Which hasn't happened in a long time, a decade. The last offensive player taken in the first round for Texas was Vince Young.
Vince Young.
2006.
There's not a single player.
They've had multiple defensive guys since then, but they haven't had a first-round pick since 2015. When was this article published?
A first-round pick of any?
Yeah.
Any first-round pick.
The last first-round pick was, where did it go? Defensive tackle Malcolm Brown, and he was 32nd overall in 2015.
It's not transactional like people think. It's not an if-then statement. If Texas goes to the Big 12, then it becomes really difficult to compete with Texas. No. Texas says this, from the 803, again, the concern is 100% about revenue. If SEC schools, USC, get $60 million each year, and ACC Clemson gets around $35 million, then you're talking $100 million more dollars over a four-year period. That's significant, would be a game changer. It's only a game changer if South Carolina puts the people and the infrastructure in place to be able to use it.
Quack,
otherwise,
I agree.
Just light it on fire.
I agree, but we have never, you can't say it's not any sort of game changer because we've never seen the gap that big. The gap is currently about $10 million between Clemson and SEC schools, maybe a little more. There's a big difference between 10 and 30. And you're right, schools have to take that money and do something productive with it. But I think it does matter. And not to mention the money, but also the exposure and just the nauseating amount of coverage that the SEC will get.
Oh, yeah. If you were annoyed before.
It's not good for Clemson. I don't think it's good for Clemson. But money doesn't necessarily win national titles.
Correct.
I agree with that.
I don't get, let's say I'm a Clemson fan. I do not concern myself with athletic departments and universities and colleges that can't get out of their own way to win just because more money is flowing into the coffers there. Until Texas tells me that they're actually a threat to me, it doesn't matter. I don't care. Again, they could be in the Blues Clues Conference with nobody. It doesn't matter. Oklahoma, you could be worried about. Alabama getting more money, you could be worried about. A&M to a certain extent, which I might need to just do an official apology about A&M. If they can get past the Kellen Mond era, if Jimbo Fisher can find a second quarterback,
right,
which, newsflash, he never did at Florida State, then we might have to say A&M in this conversation, but I have questions. Anyway, Auburn, Alabama, Tennessee, these programs, Florida, Georgia, getting more money, yeah, big deal. Programs that I've never concerned myself with at all, just because they're getting more money, I'm still not going to concern myself with.
Speaking of the A&M quarterback situation, very quickly, I had Roddy Jones on, I think, the week you're at the beach, Kwok. Or no. I had one of the recruiting guys. It may have been Chris Hummer. It may have been someone else. Anyway, recruiting expert on. We were talking about A&M. And Haynes King is the highly rated quarterback that's come in for them and has apparently had a good spring. And Jimbo Fisher's quote about him, and I read this quote to the guy and asked him his thoughts. His quote was, man, he is one of the fastest quarterbacks I've ever seen. What he is doing with his legs is incredible. And the recruiting guy said, well, that may be true, but I always find it concerning when the first thing that the coach says after spring ball about a young quarterback is just about his legs. That's always a little concerning. So the other guy, they also have Zach Calzada, redshirt sophomore. Eli Stowers, freshman.
Yeah.
Very young group. Bring back Isaiah Spiller.
We'll see. But again, remember people thought that Jimbo was the quarterback whisperer.
Yeah.
And then after Jameis, it was just a bunch of suck.
He yelled
suck,
at James.
Suck. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Kwok, are you intrigued? Last thing about A&M, but I do want to mention the other schools in the Big 12. What the heck?
Yeah.
Are you intrigued with another Inside Texas report that has been passed along by my dear grandfather?
Always.
The shade being thrown to A&M in this actual real article on a website is hilarious. The Aggies are meeting today, by the way. They're supposed to meet at 5 o'clock Central, their Board of Regents. So I'm not sure exactly what they're going to come to, and will that even matter? But, oh my gosh, Kwok, this is hilarious. Okay, here we go. It is conjectured that the additions of Texas and OU would bring each SEC member an additional $16 million per year. That's crazy. While A&M may be willing to forego that amount on annual basis to hold its grudge, 13 other schools likely aren't, because none of those schools harbor an inferiority complex that apparently knows no bounds. It continues.
This is amazing.
It continues. Texas and OU not only bring more money to the conference, they bring additional clout to a league that will ultimately need it. Every conference will need it. The Big Ten, the only other true super conference and the SEC's only true competitor, will have less of it because they don't have Texas and OU. Make no mistake, the Big Ten wants Texas too. So, as the Aggies meet on Monday, I have little clue what they will do or attempt to do. I just know it is unlikely to be entirely rational. There appears to be too much emotion from that side of the fence right now. The shade!
Oh, that's
the
so good.
The shade is out of control.
That is so good.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Oh, man. I'm telling you right now, we are not done seeing pettiness from A&M
so petty.
And Texas.
It's so petty.
And that, once again, that's why I say it's not over till the fat lady sings, Kelly. It's not over until they actually invite and Texas and Oklahoma actually say yes.
Correct.
Because A&M has to, again, get off its high horse.
But I still think they're going to fight this tooth and nail, or at least maybe more behind the scenes than...
Oh,
then
yeah.
We know.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And they're meeting today, so we'll see what they come up with today. I don't know.
What about the Big 12,
okay.
The rest of the Big 12?
Here's my other main thought that I had about this. The rest of the teams in the Big 12, those poor, sweet souls who have been left in this house that is on fire, according to other ADs, these next 4 years are huge for them. These next 4 years arguably are the most important 4 years of any of their football program's existence. This is, I don't know if anyone out there has watched the show Bridgerton on Netflix. Maybe your wife made you watch it, listener.
I can say no to that.
This is the debutante season. This is the season where every girl goes to all the parties. This is like the 1800s, right? And tries to find a husband that will marry her and support her because she has no rights, can't have a job, etc. That's beside the point. You're trying to find...
And this is your favorite show.
It's a good show. You're trying to find that husband. You're trying to find that person that will take you in. That's what all eight of these other Big 12 schools are going to have to do the next 4 years. Texas Tech, you better win something. You better. Or is any other conference going to want you? You better do something in these 4 years. You better not have the worst 4 years of your program. Or TCU continuously falling off, missing bowl games. I wouldn't do that if I was UTCU. These 4 years are going to be huge for all these schools. You want to look your most attractive.
Can I tell you something that I don't think anybody really, I don't think anybody wants to say? Patience is going to end up being a virtue here. Because this feels like a done deal. Everyone wants to know, what's the next move? Who's going to make the next move? Who's going to die on the vine because they don't make the next move? What are we doing here? And it's like the information sector is shaking every conference. You got to make a move, man. Who's going to make a move? How are we going to do the divisions? How are we going to do... That's why I say the ACC is in the best position. Because the Big 12 now has 4 years to figure out, are we going to fold like little quitters? Are we going to fold? Or are we going to add half the American? We're going to exert some power that we do have and add half the American and maybe Boise State. The ACC has much longer than 4 years because, as we've talked about, the ACC is not in a position of strength with regards to adding programs except for maybe West Virginia. But the ACC is in a position of strength in that they don't have to worry about hemorrhaging teams. They don't have to worry about teams leaving. Like, people keep asking, would Clemson want to go to the SEC? Would Clemson go to the Big Ten? The answer is no, because no one is leaving the ACC.
And the grant of rights, which is what Texas and OU are getting out of, in the ACC goes through the end of the 2035 season. So I'm not quite sure, Kwok, what the buyout is would be to get out of 15 football seasons. But I feel like it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it would be a significant amount. It would make the Maryland amount look like child's play.
Oh, yeah.
It would be like five Texases.
Because Maryland was trying to buy out of 2 years, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And remember, that was arbitrated down to like $40 million from, was it 53?
They were
like, we're not paying 53. And then they paid like 40 anyway. Point being, patience is a virtue. Yes, other conferences will need to decide what they want to do. They need to chart a course. They need to begin moving that way. But it's baby steps. This is still this feels very jarring, but this is a baby steps process. And as I've said, the only move the ACC could possibly make is to get Notre Dame in and to do whatever it can to entice Notre Dame to get to the table. Mm-hmm. They don't need Notre Dame in 2025. They don't.
But
they just need Notre Dame in 2035.
That's when the NBC deal with Notre Dame expires.
That's correct.
So that's very interesting.
They at least need to know. They would at least need to know what Notre Dame's thinking by 2025.
Right.
But it is a long game. And it is a bit of a long game by the Big 12. You don't want to add half the AAC and then sit there and wait for 3 years, right? Or add teams while Texas and Oklahoma are in. Still a lot of cards to be played here. Stay with us. Hour two of the program continues after this. If you're looking for a great set of tires, look no further than Pendleton Tire Company. They're now proud to offer exceptional tires by Yokohama. Remember when your car was new? Well, the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX will give your car that new car feel, quiet and comfortable. Combine that with the exceptional service you'll receive from Pendleton Tire Company, and you've got a winning combination. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
The Craft Stove Store and Patio annual 4th of July sale is now in progress, and we are paying the sales tax on everything we sell. That's right, you get annual sale prices on everything we sell, and we pay the sales tax. Outdoor furniture is sale priced, and we pay the sales tax. Gas logs, wood stoves, gas stoves. That's right, everything we sell, gas grills, big green eggs, sale priced, and no sales tax. Craft Stove Store and Patio, Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Are you having trouble meeting your IRS or state tax obligations? David Green can help during this COVID-19 pandemic. The IRS has instituted relaxed collection measures, delayed due dates, and other programs that we can use to help delinquent taxpayers. If you owe the IRS, don't wait. Act now and get relief before they fully resume collection activities again. Call David at 864-271-7940 for your free planning session and let them help you be proactive.
If you're tired of some skinny health coach telling you to eat spinach, call the Health Dare Clinic. We're a professional team of coaches, but we've all taken the dare. We have coaches who have reversed their symptoms of diabetes, sleep apnea, high blood pressure, cholesterol. Coach Amber lost over 100 pounds. We know how hard getting healthy can be. Our team promises results in 30 days or your money back. No starvation or gym workouts. We'll do all the work for you. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME. Go to idareme.com.
Folks, summer is here, and there's no better way to kick off summer than a trip to Elkmont, featuring outdoor gear, clothing, and shoes from great brands like Patagonia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, On Running, Birkenstock, Hey Dudes, Ray-Ban, and Costa Sunglasses, Eno Hammocks, Innova Disc Golf, Wilderness System Kayaks, Boat Boards, and so much more. Elkmont has the brands you love. And when you spend $100 at Elkmont, you get a buy one, get one half off deal at Elkmont's Tap Room. Where else can you have a great meal, quench your thirst with a cold craft beer, and shop for anything from kayaks and lifestyle clothing to home goods and jewelry? With two convenient locations to serve you, why not stop by? Located in Powdersville next to Dunkin' Donuts on Highway 153 and in Clemson at 93 exit on Highway 123. And remember, there's something for everyone at Elkmont. Go Tigers!
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manning was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the five words he spoke before leaving for his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manning Foundation. Words that live in veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians who go out of their way to find a way, who help others with the help of others, who bounce back after each setback, who make good on good intentions. Through Travis Manion Foundation, if not me, then who, are words that can live in you too. Show the world what your character is made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org. That's TravisManion.org.
Live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
We go together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. We feel the heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah.
Back here on Out of Bounds as we continue to discuss the ever-changing landscape of college football. Quack and I get into even crazier theories at the break. It just, it never ends.
It is. Never
ends. Never ends. We do have Stockwatch coming up, of course. I have quite a few Olympic things in my Stockwatch, Quack. I'm
you
excited
do.
To get into
you do.
That.
I was, you know, I was ready to have just a general conversation about your enjoyment of the Olympics so far.
Well, just
I'm excited
started.
To get into that.
And
yeah.
Mainly the gymnastics is what I love.
Sure.
The all-around final. So this is individual all-around. So you're graded on all four events, which Simone should win, of course, is it begins at 6:50 a.m. live on Thursday.
Okay.
I think I'm going to wake up.
Okay.
I want to watch it live.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to do that too.
Okay.
I'll do it.
7 a.m. is fine. I can do that.
Yeah.
And they're going to replay it in prime time, but with Twitter and everything, it's all ruined.
It's true.
And I think Simone's going to win, but I want the... I'll tell you, though, with gymnastics, because I have such a rooting interest, it is nice to know if you go into it, oh, yeah, Simone won. But that ruins it. It's sports. You're not supposed
true.
To.
True.
You're not supposed
true.
To. True. Out of Bounds today brought to you in part by Tri-County Technical College. They're providing an invaluable opportunity for young women, especially, to enroll in the ENIT program at Tri-County. That's Engineering and Industrial Technology. Women pursuing careers in non-traditional roles in science, technology, engineering, and math has opened up all sorts of opportunities for women. And this is not your grandpa's manufacturing environment like the old days where it's dirty, grimy, and sweaty and all that. These are high-tech, high-paying careers with local companies you know right here in the upstate like BMW, BorgWarner, Bosch, Duke Energy, Electrolux, Michelin, and many more. There's an engineering transfer program to universities, including Clemson. There are literally hundreds of job openings out there. Tri-County will provide a hands-on education and get you ready for a career that's challenging, satisfying, and stimulating. So make your mark today. Four campuses in the TCTC system in Pendleton, Oconee, Anderson, and Easley. Tri-County Technical College, full STEM ahead. More information at tctc.edu.
Text from the 864 asks an interesting follow-up question on the Health Air text line, 9861566. Transform your body in 90 days, I dare you. By the way, you can get in on the Vibe Broadband phone lines as well, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. On all this, we still haven't gotten to ACC order finish. We got SEC order finish to get to, Olympics and Stockwatch, so there's plenty of other things to get to today. Texter asks, what time do y'all normally wake up? To me, it wouldn't be that big a deal to wake up at 6:50. I normally get up around 7. It's around 7 o'clock.
That's a no comment from me.
Okay.
No. People are going to hate me, but we don't have normal jobs.
We don't.
I generally set my alarm for 8.
Okay. That's fair. Look, I used to wake up at...
Oh, Kwok used to wake up so late.
Before I got married, I'd wake up at 9. 9:15. Of course, I'm up till 2 watching God knows what, watching West Coast baseball and then like an hour of Mad Men or something.
Well, yeah, you're doing your job.
Yeah.
The funny part is, people are going to hate me, Kwok. I hate saying this. I generally go to bed at like 10.
True. Because you have to get your 8, but in this case, wait a minute.
I'm getting 10.
Wait a minute. You're getting 10, but not, wait a minute. So you get like 10 hours of sleep a night. And then if you don't get 8, you're putting deposits in the bank. You should be able to deal very well with a random five and a half, six at some point.
Well, so, and I feel like I am dealing well. Last night was about
True.
A 6 because I woke up this morning in Sunset Beach and I had to drive 4.5 hours here. So that is probably what normal people have to do. Bingo Betty hours. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And... Everyone, like, if you have a young child, you probably despise me.
Yeah, yeah.
If you work, you know, second or third shift, you despise me. This is what my life affords me at the moment. I'm going to enjoy it while I can, Kwok. I'm going to bank that sleep for later on when perhaps I can't sleep that late. Now, in basketball season, I don't ever sleep.
True.
So I'm really banking it for my 6 a.m. flights out of Connecticut to get back here.
I hate sleeping. I don't know if I've said this.
I
hate
sleeping.
It so much. I took a 45-hour nap on Saturday. And
45
I thought I
hours?
I wasted the whole day. 45 minutes.
Are you okay?
45 minutes.
Are you alive?
I ripped Van Winkle the weekend away.
Are you alive?
A 45-minute nap on Saturday, and I thought I just wasted the whole day.
Okay. I don't like napping, though. When I wake up from a nap, I am so disillusioned. I don't know what's happening. I have no idea where I am. Napping is not good for me.
Okay. This is a random, like, left turn situation, but we got to tell you about Clemson Sock Shop. So this is just a pivot. I was trying to figure out how to transition.
Do you
that.
Sleep in
There's
your socks?
No way. I am not a sock sleeper. I'm not a sock
I am
sleeper.
Sometimes in the winter.
You do?
Sometimes.
The only time I might sleep in my socks is that 2 a.m., like, just had the longest flight ever from Miami, and we played at 7 and got in. I had to drive home, and, like, you just get in bed with your clothes on.
You've done that?
Oh, yeah.
You get in bed in your polo and khakis and go to sleep?
I've done it before, yeah. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Now, that's sort of involuntary because I'll be like, oh, you know, I'll get up in a second. And then you just don't. I'm just going to lay down for a second. I'm just going to just sit here for just
Kwok.
Catch my breath.
That's
just
like
a deep breath. And then you just
psychopath.
Wake up in the morning. You wake up in the morning.
That is the action of a serial killer.
Anyway, Clemson Sock Shop.
I'm so concerned.
Clemson Sock Shop has great, great, great sock selection for you. It's a father-son combo. The Nutique Boutique at the Pendleton Square in downtown Pendleton and Clemson Sock Shop, they are one and the same. Clemson Sock Shop is inside that Nutique Boutique. And no matter what your love is, if you love professional football, I'm watching, did he change his name back to Chad Johnson from Ocho Cinco? Because it says Chad Johnson is on some show on ESPN right now. Anyway, if you like Chad Johnson, you probably could have some find some Bengal socks in there. Of course, Clemson paraphernalia in there. You've got socks for any occasion, any interest, any hobby. If you just like socks to go with an outfit, I want socks to go with an outfit, but and I need a color scheme, but I'm not picky about what it is. But I do want it to be not like super dressy socks. They've got that for you. Whatever vibe you're looking for. They are fun. They are funky. That is our friends at the Clemson Sock Shop. Go by and see them. The Nutique Boutique, Pendleton Square, Tuesday through Sunday. They're open. Give them a try. You'll be glad you did that. Ask them about their buy five, get one free, too. That stuff is tremendous. What a great deal. That's Clemson Sock Shop, Pendleton Square, downtown Pendleton. Kelly, I read more than one person talk about this like it's what European soccer tried to do. You remember this?
Yes, the Super League.
I disagree that that's what this is, okay? Hear me out on this. I don't think that's what this is because if it was...
You can sit down now.
Then, well, that's true. I stood through the break, and I don't know why. When we came back, I have no idea. Anyway, I will sit down on this. I don't think this is the same because fan bases are not outraged at the total death of the sport. You see what I'm saying? Like, right now, fan bases are outraged by the potential that the sport could die if other things happen. Oh, I don't like where this is going. I don't like where this is headed. I would argue that the SEC adding Texas and Oklahoma is kind of like when the Premier League was formed in the first place, where the best schools in this or the best teams in this whole conglomerate decided we are going to do this in a better way than everybody else. Would you agree with that?
Sure. I don't think this is as drastic as the Super League.
Right.
Super League would be... We're going to go out on our own, and we're joining. We're forming a whole new league, and we're calling it the Super League.
And we're going to try to also compete with the peons out here.
Well, but it would be, you know, your Mississippi States would not be in this league. It would be Bama, Florida, Auburn, LSU, Georgia leaves. They grab Texas and OU. They grab Clemson, and I just still don't know why Florida State's thrown in there, but sure. They grab Michigan and Ohio State. They grab Oregon and Southern Cal, and there's your league.
Right.
And that's not what's happening.
Right. And that's why I say it's not the same. But if you're having conversations, and we've got multiple texts on this. We got a text from Norman. I need to find, not Norman, the name of a person, but from Norman, Oklahoma. Who was that texted us? I'll find the name here in a second.
Adam and Norman.
Adam. Thank you. Adam texted us and said,
"Not my relative.
Right.
I do have some Oklahoma relatives, but I don't think I'm related to Adam.
I've talked to 50 people.
Oh.
And no one in Norman, no one loves this. The only people that love it are people like us, the talk radio folks, who now have really interesting stuff to talk about.
Right.
Of course they love it. But the rank and file fans don't love it. I'm going to say that Texas probably, other than Notre Dame, Texas feels superior to everything that they're in. And there has got to be a segment. It feels more superior to everything they're in than everybody but Notre Dame, I should say. There's a superiority complex with Texas that we have discussed many, many times on this program that has got that program moving along with a low ceiling because they don't know how to get out of their own stuck-up way, right? I think there's got to be some angst among Texas fans joining with this conference is already led by very strong national brands because we've talked about it. When you are in a league that you define, when you are in a league that doesn't have a network because you do, when you are in a league where you set the tone and then you go and you be a medium-sized fish in a bigger pond, Texas doesn't know what to do there. Yes, Texas is not going to outrank Alabama, LSU, Oklahoma in the room. That's not going to happen.
In what way?
I think
competitively, sure.
Every way. In
okay.
Every way. You're new. You came to us because
they
we give
care.
You life. Well, they might try to throw their weight around. It's not going to work. It would work in the Big 12 because nobody would actually stand up to them. People were mad, but they wouldn't stand up to them. You are not going to outrank these other teams, and especially A&M's not going to let you come and do that.
Texas
There's no
is
way
the most valuable college football program in the country, monetarily.
Sure.
No, they are. I mean, that's a fact.
But you're not going to be able to just show up and say, I am the captain now.
So
like, you're not going to be able to do that in the
rank,
SEC.
Okay, Kwok, and let's do this on the other side. Give me your top five. If OU and Texas join the SEC, give me your top five I Am the Captain Now programs. Like, who is going to have the most say?
Who, in the SEC?
1 through 5 big dogs. That AD walks into the meeting, that coach walks into the meeting, whatever. They, people defer to them. Who do you put first?
Interesting.
And you, listeners, get in on this.
Yes. Top five. Okay. We can do that.
So this is not necessarily how competitive you are, but I think that that factors into your big dogness, your clout. We'll go clout. That's an actual term.
Clout, you know what? Clout is a good all-encompassing way because that involves how good you want to feel, your political sway,
your money,
and all that stuff.
All that stuff.
All right. Final segment, hour two. We'll do that on the other side after this.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
If you're looking for a great set of tires, look no further than Pendleton Tire Company. They're now proud to offer exceptional tires by Yokohama. Remember when your car was new? Well, the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX will give your car that new car feel, quiet and comfortable. Combine that with the exceptional service you'll receive from Pendleton Tire Company, and you've got a winning combination. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Clemson Marina is getting families into new boats with 2021 Triton fiberglass and aluminum fishing boats. Triton boats are built for performance, designed to get you on the fish and to the top of the leaderboard. At Clemson Marina, schedule a service appointment and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly all season. We offer daily and weekly boat rentals, on-the-water dining at the grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton boats dealer.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The weather is hot and the deals at Bennett Equipment are even hotter. Bennett rents and sells Talk Uchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders, and now has Talk Uchi attachments for track loaders and excavators. With the Talk Uchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or visit BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Talk Uchi, two names you can trust. And remember, when you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
Are you trying to lose weight, wanting to see quicker results? I've got a product for you. ThermoShred is an all-natural fat-burning formula made to boost your metabolism, increase fat loss, boost energy, and tone your body. Rev up your weight loss and get your summer shred on with ThermoShred. Go to UpstateMuscle.com. That's UpstateMuscle.com to get a clean weight loss supplement that not only works, but it is also manufactured locally. Use code ROAR for 20% off your order at UpstateMuscle.com.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County Convenience Centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the Materials Recovery Facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Listen live anywhere in the world on WCCPFM.com. We are the Roar.
Back here on Out of Bounds, Kelly Gramlich, William Quackenbush with you. Quack, the phone lines are lit. We're going to get to those phone lines in just a second. Out of Bounds today brought to you in part by Toyota of Easley. Guys, you can buy your next Toyota online. It is so simple. You go to toyotaofeasley.com. Right when you, I'm there right now, a screen pops up. It says search inventory. You can search for any car you would like. You can find your vehicle. You can customize your payments. You can apply for financing, finalize your purchase. You can pick up or schedule a delivery. That's awesome. Get your car delivered like you get your food delivered. It's amazing. Or go see them. Highway 123 in Easley. If you're traditional, you want to go to the dealership, that's great. 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Also, give them a call, 864-810-6612. They have a great service department. Make sure that your car is serviced and ready for whatever you have going on. That's Toyota of Easley and toyotaofeasley.com, where their name means a great deal.
654 Roar is the number on the Vibe broadband phone lines. Before Kelly and I give our list of our top five, this is SEC, by the way. Some of y'all on the Health or Text line stuck to SEC. Some of y'all went national.
Well, new, the alleged new SEC.
Right, yeah. The new one. Let's go to, we'll go Jimmy, Clemson dominates, then Rudy in this segment. Then we'll give our top five list. What's up, Jimmy?
Oh, real simple thing. I spent 2 years in Texas. It's the Texas Longhorn and Texas A&M, and Texas Longhorn's number one, and Texas A&M's number two in that state. Their high school championship would be like our college championship. They have their own network. Those people that support, they're filthy rich in Texas. They blow money. You can't believe. I can't imagine. They're like Notre Dame of the South. Why they want to join the SEC where they wouldn't be king?
Well, okay, so you're saying they're going to show up and rule the roost from day one?
They think they are.
Well, but are they? I mean, that's the question. Of course they think they are, but the question is, will they be? I think we all agree that they think they're going to, but will they show up and rule the roost in the SEC?
You think them old men's going to slide back and say, okay, you old country hoosiers, y'all see how y'all run our conference now. I just don't find it. I mean, if you've been to Texas, them are old men. They think they run the country. Anybody from Texas, I lived there for like 2 years. I'm telling you, them people have an ego like you came to Texas. It's Texas. And then it's the United States. I mean, them people's ego is bigger. These Texas.
Oh, I work with a Texan. You don't have to tell me.
Jimmy, I would love to refute anything that you've said, but I truly can't. You are correct in many ways.
All right, but Jimmy, what do you think? Yeah. Do you think functionally Texas is going to be the number one clout holder in the new SEC?
I just think somewhere the trustees of the oil men that put up all the large money in Texas, because Texas is rich. Texas Longhorns are rich. They're filthy rich. It's the oil men in Texas. I think they sit down there and say, we don't like y'all's rules. You're going to respect us, or we're not going to play with y'all. And I just can't see them doing it. I heard that. Oklahoma, no big deal. But Texas, if you ever been to Texas, like I say, that they buy everything. You remember they wanted Ricky Barnes? They bought it.
Yep.
Basketball coach, they buy what they want to buy.
You know,
that's
look,
so funny.
I think, you know, you're right. You're not wrong, Jimmy. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yes, sir.
I was having a hard time. I really wanted to get an answer out of Jimmy. I had a bit of a harder time than I expected there. But I mean, I think Jimmy is saying that Texas is going to be the number one.
They buy it.
They buy everything. I don't, like, I'm having a hard time getting into the mindset where, like, obviously Texas thinks they're going to show up and run.
You need to get, this is for you, okay? Get into that T-Boone Pickens mindset.
T-Boone Pickens.
I think if you talk like T-Boone.
Well, howdy, man.
It'll help you get there.
Yes.
By the way, not every Texan lives, like, on an oil rig.
I thought that was like.
Just to be clear.
I didn't know that Texas grads were the oil men. And I thought it was like Houston
not
Rice.
Every rich Longhorn made his money in oil. I mean, maybe just like
80%. Some of them made it in real estate.
There's a lot of real estate. Texter says, I live in Texas. I am not filthy rich, and I don't own an oil well.
Then you live in Austin, sir. Let's go to Lubbock. Let's go to Clemson Dominates, who's up with us next. What's up, Clemson Dominates?
Hey, guys. Remember when the Southwest Conference was splitting up, and then originally it was going to be Texas, Oklahoma, Texas Tech, and Oklahoma State going to the Pac-12?
Yes.
That was discussed. Yeah, it almost happened.
And it did. I've read multiple things sort of harkening back to that that said, you know, it was like 30 minutes from happening.
Yeah, no, exactly. So what I see happening, because I've heard there's already discussions going on, is once the Oklahoma and Texas thing is done, that Oklahoma State and Texas Tech will, in fact, finally go to the Pac-12 this time. Because really, once Oklahoma and Texas leaves, what value is there to either Oklahoma State or Texas Tech to be in a conference with Baylor, TCU, Kansas State, or Iowa State? Those, they're not going to add any value. You're not going to get any sort of great television contract, because my understanding is once the Pac-12 deal expires with Fox, that ESPN is going to create a new Pac-12 network, and they're going to give them much more exposure the way they've done the SEC and ACC, and unlike Fox has done, because Fox has really put all their efforts behind the Big 12 network, and the Pac-12 network they never really put their heart into it. It was a half-hearted thing from the beginning. So, and then also, I think at that point, West Virginia's, you know, they're going to do everything they can. They're going to go down to Greensboro, and they're going to be on their hands and knees begging the ACC to let them in, because they're trying to get out of that thing. Because really, if Texas and Oklahoma are gone, and then Texas Tech and Oklahoma State leave, what reason is there to stick around? You're gonna look for the sweetest exit you can get. And those Heartland franchises, really, once Oklahoma is out of there, they're not any, there's no value there.
And that's right.
Get you guys a comment.
I think you made great points, Clemson Dominates. It just made me think of the hilarity if West Virginia were to join the Pac-12. Like, just think about that for a second.
Oh, no.
No, I know you didn't. No. I heard you. I'm just saying that could be something they would consider, because the other Big 12 teams are considering that. The irony of that would be hilarious.
No, I get it. So it's why the whole thing happened to begin with, I don't know. But, you know, if they had been smarter, instead of taking Baylor and TCU, they would have taken SMU and Houston and had two major market teams. Because regardless what they say, the Dallas area is never going to get behind TCU way they get behind SMU when they're doing good.
Well, I don't think – I think the SMU stuff is dead. The death penalty killed SMU. I don't know if SMU would have been worth it.
They're recruiting right now.
They're recruiting, and then what they're doing that's really smart is the program is putting up all around Dallas billboards – of their players. So they're giving them all kinds of exposure, which helps with NIL deals. And, you know, the program, whoever's running it is doing everything right. SMU's doing things the way now that you would want to see a program like that do. And obviously in the Dallas market, if they win, people are going to be behind it, because that's the way it always goes.
That's right.
You know,
Clemson Dominates, appreciate the phone call. We're going to try to get to Rudy. Thanks very much.
It's a fair point. I just know growing up in Texas that SMU was never at the forefront.
You also grew up post-death penalty.
No, that's true.
There was like,
I know.
Your entire childhood was that wander in the wilderness
phase
where we didn't know what to do.
We're 40 years removed from the death penalty. There aren't that many people that really, you know, were huge. I just don't know, like, how many people really remember that. I know there are plenty that do, but my brother went to SMU and roots for Oklahoma.
Yeah. You're right.
Now
you're
he went
right.
to SMU for law school, not undergrad, but SMU does not move the needle. They just don't. At least from my experience.
I can't remember.
But I also didn't necessarily experience the Texas that Jimmy described. At least not fully.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, it does not make sense from the ACC's perspective, which is another thing. All these wild, the ACC's just going to add Penn State and Maryland and Alberta, Canada, and all these. Like, no.
Maine.
You don't just get to pluck them out. It's not like create a league in NCAA 14, God rest its soul, where you just get to pluck teams and make your own conference. It has to make sense for the school, and it has to make sense for the league. Oh, they're going to go get Penn State and Maryland and Vanderbilt and Kansas. And, like, no, they're obviously not. The only reason you would get West Virginia, and I truly believe this with every fiber of my being, our friend Mark Innes just tweeted, if you have a proposal for ACC expansion that doesn't include Notre Dame, start over.
Yeah.
The only reason you add West Virginia is not because you love West Virginia so much or you feel sorry for West Virginia, because tough stuff, this is not like, this is for grown-ups, okay? There's going to be some losers in here. West Virginia might be one. Here's the deal. If you don't think adding West Virginia helps you add Notre Dame, you don't add West Virginia, period. Just because they're there. Just because you feel like you need to add someone. The ACC would be better off adding no one and increasing revenue slightly over the course of time because of the expanded playoff and all that stuff, rather than increasing revenue slightly and adding a whole other school that you have to then subsidize.
So, I would love to have Roy and I have been talking about this so much, Roy Philpott, over the past week. And I'd love to have him on this week, Kwok, because...
Yes.
It's interesting. He and I were texting about this nonstop last Thursday, I guess. And I said, well, there's no way adding West Virginia would cause ESPN and the ACC to renegotiate their deal, right? And he said, no, I think it could.
It could.
I just didn't feel like West Virginia added enough to renegotiate strictly because of West Virginia.
I agree.
But from what I understand about the contract between the ACC and ESPN, if you add... whatever team, you can renegotiate. Now, that's really set in there because of Notre Dame, but I don't know. Maybe West Virginia would bring more value than I thought.
Let's go to Rudy. Final phone call this hour of the program. What's up, Rudy?
Hey, Kwok. How you doing, bud?
Doing great. Hope you're doing well.
Good. Yes, very much so. Two comments, two questions real quick. Kelly, I want to invest in the oil rig you have behind your house somewhere in Greenville. If you don't mind.
Sure. We'll be in touch.
I would like some of that stock. Another thing, I'm off every Monday, right? So every Monday, USA Network plays Chicago PD. So I get up in the morning, you know, I listen to Roar all day. So I'm looking forward to Chicago PD on USA Network. And guess what's on? Somebody playing badminton and three-man basketball. Why can't the Olympics be like a pay-per-view? If you want to watch it. If you don't disturb my Monday ritual. You know what I mean?
You're not locked in on the badminton?
That's right.
I'm not a big fan. Let's just say it's take tennis. But okay, two questions real quick.
Okay.
And I'll take it off air. Who's the front runner in the Big 12 when they leave? Is it Iowa State, TCU, Oklahoma State, and also will the Big 12 be there in 4 years? And thank y'all for listening to me, and love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks very much, Rudy. Appreciate the phone call. Those are good questions. The front runner of the Big 12.
We still have to do our clout list. I thought about that. I was thinking about that question. The front runner as an athletic department.
I think Oklahoma State.
I think it's Okie State too.
Yeah. Which is very sad.
Which
for
is
them.
Not great.
It's sad for them. I did think when Clemson Dominates was talking about...
Baylor just won a men's basketball national championship, and we're still not saying Baylor.
True.
That's how you know football rules all, because we're not even saying Kansas.
That's right. They were talking about Texas Tech going to the Pac-12, and it feels like Lubbock is further away from like anywhere in Texas than it is from, like, California, from the Pacific Ocean, because it's so far away. So that would actually make geographic sense.
It may
push
be,
them to.
I'd have to look this up on a map, Quack, but Lubbock may be closer to Phoenix than Houston.
Interesting. I bet it is.
So think about that.
I bet it is. That's how big. Everything's bigger in Texas, including the gaps between large municipalities. Kelly, we did not get to our top fives. I am certain that we disagree on this. So we will get to that, and then we will get to our plethora of topics in Out of Bounds Stock Watch in hour three, right after these short messages.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the mortgage expert a call about 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage, NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
After age 30, playing hard can hurt. A lot. When your body needs a timeout, call AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their physician specialists have treated the pros for hand, knee, hip, and joint injuries. They'll explore non-surgical options and therapy, and full surgical care is available at an AnMed Health if necessary. It's not just a joint. It's the life and activities you love. So call 716-6140 for an appointment at AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They'll help you get back in the game.
I'm John. You may know me as a commercial lender, but I'm also a craftsman and a dog dad.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find John or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com. In Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
From the Priority One Security Studios, all the sports you need and some you didn't even know you needed. We are the Roar.